Zeche Ubi Nishmas. Shlomo Tzvi ben Avraham Yehuda Halevi. May his neshama ben Aliyah. Lichtiger Gan Eden. Pesach. Yishim Zeche Tchias Mesim. V'neich Hashem na Psochim. Min Azvachim. That's what you're supposed to say on Pesach. That's the nicest bracha you tell a person. Weiter. Weiter in the Mishnah. Hikish. This already is Zav. Shlomo Tzvi ben Avraham Yehuda Halevi. We're up to this. Mishnah. We know that. We're up to Mishnah. Zav and Perek Dal and Mishnah Dalet. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, got it? As Mishnah says, "Bolamid she'ein azom b'tami es hamishkav oisam Moshe oisam oisam avatum elim kein nisa roiv hazav al hamishkav." The majority of the body of the zav must be resting upon the mishkav. Got it? The mishkav. Oyal haMoshev shenemar, it says, "Kol hamishkav asher yishoch avolav hazav." The entire Mishkav, Asher Shochav Olav Hazav, Oy Ad Sheyinasei Ruboy Olav. Now, what's the example? Zav Shoyim Mutal Chamishav Solom Oyal Chamishav Pundios. Five beds, five benches. That means you have five benches lined up next to each other. One, two, three, four, five. And the Zav is a vertical person who's lying down this way. He's lying down this way, five benches, and so he's going to roll. He's going to roll Azoy and Azoy and Azoy and Azoy. When you sleep, you roll until you roll off the bed. And you go all the way down to the floor. So since he's going to be lying on the bed, so sometimes he's going to be lying up, he's going to be resting his way upon one bed, bench number three, sometimes bench number four, sometimes number one, number two. Since you'll be putting five benches next to each other and you're lying down upon them, it's inevitable that he's going to rest the majority of his weight sometimes upon this one and sometimes upon that one. Okay? Or five belts. Five belts. I guess they were comfortable to make a mattress.
So I'm sure you're
mutal. We got stuck in the middle, right? Because the shemah means the larchan
l'chayim.
Larchan. Imcha yeshech larchan. So we put on the other term. Lefish nitzav rubish lozav al kolechem yam. Shekhein misnadev who with meachad lech. He's going. He's rolling from one to the next. V'rubay upon malzeh l'roch. But now let's imcha yeshech larchan l'roch. Asaf salim. Let's say the zav was not long holding the length. But the Zav was lying according to the width. He was lying the opposite direction. Shesi the Ediv, yeah? Yeah? Only to Rabbi, if you do not rest the majority of your weight upon an object, so it does not become an avatum, it becomes at least a rishon l'tumah because it's making physical contact. Good?
Yeah.
Next. Yashan. Im haya hazav yashan aleim l'ralitza l'rachbam. Safik shnepechad. Unless he was lying upon it l'rachbam. Yashan, he fell asleep. So in this case, he was lying when he was awake. Now he's asleep. Now, when you're sleeping, sometimes you're in misatach. Sometimes you don't even realize you're sleeping. You go, you turn all the way around. Sofik, shnisapich aleim, yesh, sofik, shema, nisapich aleim, b'shas hashchishena, v'yemuta l'orkam. Maybe he was nisapich. Maybe he turned around. Yeah? So the halacha is, t'meim ha'saf solim oy ha'pundoyos. It's a sofik tuma of a zav is tame. Hayimutal al shisha kisiyos six lashon rabim kisei va'amnam yeshkosim kisaos shtei yodav al shnayim al shtei kisaos shtei raglav al shnayim roishay alecha v'gufay alechad roishay hayimutal al kisei echad v'gufay al kisei echad ein tami mishem mirdas hazav liyos al tuma el zeh shetachas haguf hakisei shetachas haguf. Let's say you're very carefully only resting upon one bench. And your head is upon another bench, and your legs are upon different benches. The chairs I take a couple of chairs. I sit in one chair, and I rest my head on another chair, and I put my legs, and I rest my legs on another chair. So which chair is tamei? The only chair that's tamei is where the, you know, which part of the body is resting upon.
Right.
I made al shtei kisos. Let's say you're standing on two chairs. Hayazav, I made al shtei kisos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, imricha kon zem mizem, ima kisos, rechokim zem mizem, tohirin. Mutumas midrash, lefish ein rubash lozav, nisa loy al zev, loy al zebram, im ein him kravim, פעמים לשון הזו על רגלוי אחס ובלבד, ועל כל אחד מן הכיסויס ושניהם תמיים תומס מדרוס. אז חזד משון סוי. זו, שהוא ימות על חמישה סף סולים לזו, that is lying.
Now it's חמישה, and then that's שישה later.
I'll show you why. So זו שהוא five beds, oi, out, then it's a meter. This is a bench.
What is a bench and what is a kisei?
Because a chair, you're sitting, the rear end is sitting in the chair, and then two legs, that's three. Yeah, and then there's the two arms. That's where you're sitting. Is one, two, three, four, five, and the head is six. Count the body parts. Two legs. No, only six, not five. Six. There's the two legs, the two arms, the bottom part, okay. And the head.
Okay.
That's one, two, six. Three, four, five, six. That's we have six chairs. Over here, it's not a chair. Here, it's a bench. You have five benches, and you're lying on the five benches. You mutal vertically. Shav shay mutal chamish of some oy al chamish pun diyos five belts the arkan to meim. Why? Because you're rolling. What?
What's pundios?
Pundios belts, a belt, a comfortable belt. You want to lie down on the floor? A belt. Remember we looked at yesterday.
Or five belts.
Belts. So the belts are like they're like scarves. Okay. So you want to be comfortable. So you're going to roll from one to the next.
Am I comfortable with belts? I don't get it.
The belts are not like leather. The belts were made from nice soft material, clay pishtan, linen, whatever fancy stuff. It's comfortable. It's soft.
You put these soft, the bed?
like a cummerbund. No, on the floor. Yeah. You don't want to get dirty. So you put that on the floor, five like scarves. Today you would say you take a scarf. Like a scarf is soft, right? It's soft. So you lie down, it's only that wide. It's not enough for me for my entire body. If I want to be comfortable, I have a mattress. So one scarf is not gonna be enough.
Right.
So you put five next to each
and
other.
That's make it
and you lie down.
Yeah.
And you lie down.
That's
problem
gonna
is
make enough?
That's gonna be enough. You put on the floor five of these belts that are comfortable, and you lie down upon them, but you might roll from one to the next. So any given moment in time, you're very possibly leaning upon, most of your body weight is resting upon one of these five belts. Let's say, I'm lying horizontally. The belts are vertical, and I'm lying this way. So then, at no point in time is the majority of my body resting upon one of the benches or one of the belts, because I'm lying horizontally when the belts are lying vertically. Okay, so l'rachman, if your body, l'rachman, if these belts are, or your body is l'rachman, it's not the same position to hirin. Next halacha, new halacha, let's say yashay, let's say you fell asleep. If I fall asleep, even if I fall asleep in the wrong direction, there's a very real possibility that when I fall, so I'm going to be in the safek, I'm going to turn. Yashay, let's say I fall asleep.
Rachman Tarim, why is it Tarim?
Because
I'm not on top of all.
Right, because like this, I put the belts this way.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, and I lie this way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Stick figure. Right? So at any moment in time, am I putting the majority of my body upon one of the belts?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Because the belts are this way, and I'm this way.
Okay, but if you do it the other way?
But if I lie this way, so I'm going to roll. I'm going to roll from here.
You don't
here.
Roll the other way?
No, you don't. If you're awake, now you're not going to roll. If you are awake.
Why am I awake?
What? That's the two parts of the Mishnah. You totally spaced out. You're totally not paying attention.
You're right.
You have over here a Zav. Lately, you totally spaced out lately.
Right.
Something's bothering you.
Right.
Something with a daf also. You're not the same.
Right.
What's bothering you?
Right.
Here are five belts. One, two, three, four, five. Here's six. Five. If I lie down, and I'm awake. I'm lying down on this. So right now, where do I start off lying? I start off lying upon the middle one. Is this Tamei Midras? Is this supporting the majority of my weight?
If I'm lying in the middle one?
Yeah.
Yes.
I take five benches. To go to the dining room downstairs. Only, take five benches, put them together.
Only one.
And
of them.
I lie down in the middle. Which one am I resting in the middle one? But when I'm lying, that even when I'm awake, I'm not going to be comfortable every single moment lying like this. I'm going to roll.
Okay.
I'm going to roll over my stomach.
Good.
I'm going to go over here, and then I'm going to be resting upon this one.
Okay.
Then I'm going to roll more. I'm going to go on this
okay.
one. Then I'm going to roll this way.
So why won't I do
all
the same
five,
thing?
All five are going to be tummy to masses.
So over here it's even better because I'm, at the same time I'm
you're right,
lying at all of them.
No.
Since I'm lying at all of them.
No, that's exactly the point. The only time it's tummy is when the majority of your body is resting upon one object. In this case, since these are vertical and you're verticals, so it's possible for you, for the majority of your weight to be resting upon one vertical object.
Okay, but over there you're lying at all of them. You're gonna
my
be
weight
back
is
and
distributed.
Okay.
My weight is distributed equally among all
if
five.
If you feel that's the answer, fine.
Don't you don't understand that? You don't see that?
I see the difference, but I don't see... Let me see. He's going to be rolling back and forth. He's going to be hitting all
No, he's not. He's awake. He's awake.
He's rolling.
If he rolls, he rolls this way and that way. He doesn't roll. He doesn't turn around.
He's still hitting each piece.
If you would put a scale underneath each one of these benches, okay, this guy is, let's say, 100 pounds.
Good.
You put a scale on each one of these benches.
Yeah.
So over here, when you measure, at one moment in time, it's going to register 100. And then 5 minutes later, this is going to be zero.
What's the difference? How many pounds it goes on?
In order, because that's exactly what it's in the Hagdama, in order for an object to be tummy tum ava tum amidin midras, it has to support the majority of your weight. If you would lie down in this example on this 1 mil row, and you would have a scale, you would have a measurement thing. It would register 0, 0, 0, 100, 0, 0.
Okay, I believe you.
Now, let's say you would go this way. What would it register? 25, 25, the 20, 20, 20, 20. Got it? No matter what you do, it's always going to register.
It's a weight thing. That's the problem.
So over here, right now, it's 100. But suppose he's going to roll.
That's
when he rolls, he's going to go to 0. And this is going to 100.
You're having the whole weight on it. The other one, you're not having
25, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20.
That's the key to this mission.
But let's say you go to sleep.
That's the key to this mission.
Okay, but let's say you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Then what's going to happen when he's going to fall asleep? He's going to turn.
Okay.
He's not going to realize unconsciously. When he's sleeping, he's going to turn like this, and he's going to become like this.
Yeah.
And he's going to roll from one to the next.
Okay.
So it's a suffix. If you go to sleep, there's a real possibility.
He's only talking about when he's up.
Right. The beginning of the mission, when he problems up. And the second part of the mission, when he goes to sleep, he goes to sleep, there's a real possibility that the full sleep is going to turn, And when he turns...
Very interesting stuff.
Okay? So Yashen. Let us say Yashen. Yashen, if he goes to sleep, suffix, shenis safik aleim. So we do not know what happens because when you're asleep, the person is violent in their sleep. Okay, suffix shabek alim. Then halach is temein. It's a suffix. So even in this case, you're sleeping in this direction. So you can turn your body. You're going to end up resting each one. So it's going to be tame. Good. Now we have a new case. Now we're not discussing basic chairs. Hayamutol al shisha kisyos. Six chairs.
Let's go back to the beginning because
the beginning. Zav Shemutal al Khamisha Safsa five benches.
What happened to the bed?
What? No, a bed is one object. Here we want to combine five different objects. We're dealing now with benches. Benches.
I thought we were dealing with a bed.
No, a bed is only one bed. A bed is one object.
You got five benches?
Five benches. Go to the dining room, you take five. Is a bench enough to sleep on?
You say so.
A bench is very narrow. A bench is very narrow. So you first takes five benches and you put them together.
Okay, I believe you.
So Zav Shemut al Chamisha Saf Solim. Five of these are put together. One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
Look, I wrote six. There are three types of people in this world.
Al Chamisha
Pundiyos, or five
belts.
L'arkon.
Right.
L'arkon. He's like, why they're Tanaim? Because you're going to roll.
Up. He's up.
And he's going to roll.
And
he's up. And he's going to
roll
from
each
one,
one.
On each one.
And his weight's going to be on each one.
The majority of his weight's on each one.
Yashin.
L'arkon. Let's say L'arkon.
Yeah.
L'arkon. No, let's say I'm lying this
way. No
way. Then only to me 20, 20, 20, 20.
You don't have the full weight.
This way and I'm sleeping. Yashin, I'm sleeping. Safik shnis hapech aleim. When you're sleeping, you may turn while you're sleeping this way. You may turn this way.
Great stuff.
You go from here to here when you're sleeping.
Suffolk should have had it for me.
Yashen, Suffolk should have happened. It might have happened that you turned. And therefore, what's halacha? Tamein. They will be tamein. If I was awake, they're tahar. But now when I go to sleep, I may turn and become like this, and it's going to be tamein. Okay? Is that okay? New halacha. Hayamutal al shisha kisyos. Chairs. Well, how do you get six chairs? How do you get six? Shtei yadav al shnayim, u'shtei raglav al shnayim, roi shayal echad, gufayal echad. two hands. I rest my hands on two chairs. I rest my 2 feet on two chairs. I rest my head on one chair. And I'm sitting in the middle chair. He's doing his seba.
Ain't tami elazov.
So what's halacha? Roish aguf alecha. Ain't tami elazer shetachas aguf. The middle chair. But let's say I stand on two chairs. Oymid al shtei kisyois. There are two chairs next to each other, and I'm standing upon them, and they're next to each other. So each one is only resting, balancing half of my weight. Take two chairs, and I stand on them. I put the chairs next to them, and I stand on one leg on one chair, the other leg on the other chair. So what is the halacha? Let's say gufay, so it depends. If the chairs are spread out, if the chairs
what's
are spread out.
Over here? Are you buta or shishik, you said?
He's sitting six, on six,
six
chairs.
Shtei yadav, still no good.
I'm resting my two legs, exactly. Shtei yadav al shnayim, reish alechad, right. Gufay alechad, I'm sitting in the center.
Ain't tami elazeh shetachas guf. Only when he's sitting. He's sitting in the chair. Because he's got his whole guf on. I'm on a steak, he says. If I
let's say I stand. I'm standing on two chairs. So yeah. It depends. If they are distance, if they're far apart.
He can't have too much weight on each one.
But let's say they're together.
Then he has a lot
so
of weight.
So sometimes, no, what he says, sometimes I fully rest the majority of weight upon one. And I basically lift my foot. If the two chairs are next to each other, you shift your entire weight on one leg.
Right.
And sometimes you shift your weight on the other leg.
Yeah.
So each one at one moment in time is supporting the majority of my body. Yeah. But let's say they're far apart, like this. So then when they're far apart, it's not natural for you to rest the majority of your weight upon one, not the other. You divide your weight. So therefore, at no point in time is any one of these things are supporting the majority of your weight.
Okay. I understand.
So we're done.
Together.
Then sometimes you shift. Right. Mm. So one more time in Mishnah. Five benches. Five belts. It's Temeyan. L'Rachban, it is Teherim. But let's say you're sleeping, Yashin, you're sleeping, then Sabik Shnei Sabik, and you may have turned your body. And then it becomes like this. Temeyan. New halacha. Let's say you're sitting on you have six chairs like this. You see, here is your body. You're resting one hand over here, one hand over here, one leg on this, and your head is on this one. Six chairs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Which one is tummy? Only the one in the center is tummy, because that's where the majority of your weight is resting. But these other things, your two legs, your two arms, your head is not supporting the drop. Your body is far. Six chairs. You're sitting on two chairs. Here's two chairs, one next to each other. Rabbi Shimon Shimon says, why? Because then you're shifting your weight. But if they're next to each other,
beautiful. What a beautiful Mishnah.
Then you shift your weight. No, I have to die now. Because I have to prepare.